Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, Paul said, "I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death." Now let's take an in-depth look at this verse. Firstly, he said, "I want to know Christ." In Scripture, the word "know" indicates a physical intimacy between two people who love one another. Genesis 4 verse 1 is a good example. It says, "Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain." Secondly, Paul says, "and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead." So what's dead in your life that needs to be raised? There's no problem that Christ's resurrection power can't handle. And how do you access it? When you make intimacy with Christ your top priority, then you'll tap into his power. Now, some of us might be a little more comfortable if the verse ended after the words, "the mighty power that raised him from the dead." But the truth is, if you want intimacy with Christ, you must be willing to suffer with him. Here, the word "suffer" isn't referring to a bad allergy season or a losing streak on the stock market. For Paul, it meant being beaten, betrayed, and bullied. But it brought a level of intimacy with Jesus that just can't be experienced any other way. If you've ever suffered deeply with another person, you'll understand this principle. You'll never experience true intimacy with somebody by telling them, "I only want to share the good times with you." Often the strongest relationship bonds come from the suffering that we go through together. Trials that cause us to know and love and trust each other in a new and deeper dimension. Intimacy with Jesus is the secret to victory. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.